Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Anti-Semitism is invading Congress. We're going to be talking about this vile poison of anti-Semitism on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbedWire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. Well, President Trump, during the State of the Union address, he said that the vile poison of anti-Semitism is spreading throughout this country, and it is clearly a vile poison. It is something that we need to be cognizant about and we need to stand up against, because we know, Matt, from history, what happens when good people say nothing, when they just simply think, I'm not going to get involved. Somebody else is going to speak up. I don't need to be the one to speak up. And when people remain silent in the face of this anti-Semitism or other evil, that evil continues to take root and grow like a cancer, and it has incredible, unimaginable consequences. The Holocaust has taught us that, and now we see the vile poison of anti-Semitism reaching the highest levels of elected office, all the way up to the United States Congress.
Democrat Rashida Tlaib from Michigan is one of two extremist Islamist women who were elected to Congress, and they are pushing heavily. Their primary mission is to replace Israel with a Palestinian, which isn't even a nation, a Palestinian state. Again, Palestine is not does not exist, but they are pushing to supplant the state of Israel with a so-called state of Palestine. It's scary.
It really is. You know, Tlaib has praised anti-Semite Louis Farrakhan. And he has said, quote, powerful Jews, close quote, run the government and they control Hollywood, he says, and that white people deserve to die. That's Louis Farrakhan. And Tlaib, a member of Congress, has praise for this man. Farrakhan has a poisonous influence among many leaders from Barack Obama and others.
Maxine Waters.
Yeah. And the former member of Congress, now the Attorney General of Minnesota, former number two man in the department, or the DNC, the Democratic National Committee, all of these have been photographed with Louis Farrakhan many times. He says that he praises Adolf Hitler. He claims the Jews caused the Holocaust and even blames them for 9/11. He said, quote, the Jews don't like Farrakhan, so they call me Hitler. Well, that's a good name. He said, this is Farrakhan. And he goes on to say, quote, Hitler was a very great man. He also called white people white devils, potential humans who have not yet evolved. And he calls Jews the synagogue of Satan. He says the false Jews promote the filth of Hollywood, that is seeding the American people and the people of the world and bringing you down in moral strength. He has a publication called The Final Call, and Tlaib was a columnist, a guest columnist for this Final Call in 2006.
It's The Final Call sounds an awful lot like The Final Solution.
He calls himself, Holly, when he has been accused of, and rightly so, an anti-Semite, he says, I'm not an anti-Semite. I'm an anti-termite. He's opposed to termites. And what do you do with termites? You gas them to get rid of them, to destroy them. And he's referring to the Jews as termites, and he is an anti-termite. I mean, and to have a member of Congress not denounce him and actually stand with him and wrap herself in this Palestinian flag—
Unashamedly.
Unashamedly.
Yeah, the president has said this is like a cancer, and it's so evident. I mean, you've got Omar, who is scheduled to speak at a fundraiser for an Islamic Relief organization, which is a Muslim Brotherhood and Hamas-linked group that engages radical Islamic clerics to speak at its events. And one of them, for example, has described Jews as the enemies of God, just like Farrakhan and the descendants of apes and pigs. He supports female genital mutilation, child marriage, and domestic violence. So what exactly is this she's supporting? Don't we elect these people to represent us in America and the
Democratic Representative Ilhan Omar, who serves in the Congress, who represents Minnesota's 5th Congressional District, is someone who is scheduled or has spoken at the Islamic Relief USA, a Muslim Brotherhood and a Mosaic group. Also, both of these, both Rashida Tlaib and Ilhan Omar, are speaking at CARE, the Council on American Islamic Relations. And you know who put her in the position of being on the Foreign Relations Committee? I'm talking about an anti-Semite, anti-Israel individual who's a member of Congress who now serves on the House Foreign Affairs Committee overseeing foreign affairs, which would include Israel.
Mm-hmm.
She was put on that committee, a very powerful committee, by the Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi.
Well, she's already been asked to leave the committee because of what she's speaking out against Israel and all this.
But Nancy Pelosi needs to take, you know, the leader. Well, we used to see some agreement between the Republicans and the Democrats on the issue of Israel. No matter how much they disagree on other issues, it was amazing to see the two parties and the two different leaders of the different parties, whether they're in the minority or majority, didn't really matter at any given time. They always came together and they were supportive of Israel. Now what you're seeing is an erosion of that within the Democratic Party at the highest leadership level, to the point now where you have actual anti-Semites, pro-Islamic, anti-Israel, anti-Jewish members of Congress, and then there's no outcry with the Democratic leadership to censor them or call for their resignations.
Yeah.
It's infesting that party. And so where you otherwise used to have agreement, that unanimity on Israel is breaking down within the Democratic Party side.
To the point where they don't even think twice about Omar, for instance, being a speaker at the Council on American Islamic Relations, CARE, an unindicted terrorist co-conspirator in formal pleadings and documents. They are pushing for the destruction of Israel, and there she is, right, with her comrades preaching that same message.
Yeah, that came out of the so-called Holy Land trial in Texas following 9/11. So this is really concerning people because we can't be silent. Liberty Council, we have called for leaders to condemn this anti-Semitism. We've called for the leaders of the Democratic Party to take action and to remove Ilhan Omar from these very strategic committees. I mean, you're talking about foreign affairs. Foreign affairs deals with foreign countries. Of course, one of those is Israel. It's the whole Israel-Middle East issue. And to put someone who's an anti-Semite, anti-Israel, in that foreign affairs committee to oversee, among other things, the Middle East and Israel from a congressional standpoint is absolutely shocking. And we can't be silent. Silence is not an option. We've got to speak out. So pray that this anti-Semitism is revealed, but also pray that it's actually dealt with. We can't just simply move on because when you continue to dehumanize a population, and as Holly, you mentioned, where one of the members that spoke, one of the sheikhs that spoke at the Islamic Relief USA, a Muslim Brotherhood linked organization, when that person says that Jews are the enemies of God and the descendants of apes and pigs, the consequences of that thought process is what leads to the Holocaust, what led to the Holocaust. And for anybody to know that, and they do, and yet go and speak at these groups rather than condemning these groups is astounding. Where's the SPLC in all this?
Really?
Well, no, they don't want to say anything about these left-wing, really radical groups that promote, you know, anti-Semitism or the destruction of the Jewish people. Those are the real groups that ought to be discussed rather than pro-family organizations that are nonviolent and that love people. For more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. That's lc.org. You can sign up for one of our several emails. There's a number of them there to keep you informed and keep you involved, lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. Call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776, lc.org.